Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise this evening as well. For we serve a great God. Can I get an amen, somebody? But once again, I want to welcome everybody out to our Friday night explosion service. Amen. As I continue within the theme, a time to recognize Jesus. Amen. I didn't really have a title for this message. But if you want to title the message, you could title it A Time to Recognize Jesus in the Needs. Amen. If you could turn to the book of Nehemiah, starting in chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, the scriptures will be on the screens for you to follow along. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Amen. The Bible reads, these are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hilkiah. Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. The Bible continues to read, they said to me, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fast, and prayed to the God of heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Master, once again, I thank you for the great honor and privilege to share your word this evening, Lord God. And just pray that you speak through me, Lord God. Let your word that you speak tonight, Lord God, be applied to our daily lives. Let it be a word that brings conviction as well. We give you all the praise, honor, and glories. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say amen. Amen. On Wednesday, for a commercial break, for those that's logged on tonight, Wednesday night, we have our At the Throne Intercessory Prayer Night. Amen. We start at 7 o'clock. We come together as a church to pray together for the needs of the city, as well as our international movement. Amen. And I spoke about this need here that we read in the opening scripture, Nehemiah and the wall of Jerusalem. Amen. It was a great need that the man of God saw. You know, as we read in the opening scripture, he heard the bad news about what was taking place there in Jerusalem after the people from exile that came back from Babylonia. Amen. And he heard that the wall in Jerusalem was still torn down. Amen. And there was a great need. Amen. I believe Nehemiah, he understood what the wall of Jerusalem meant. For those that's here tonight that may not understand, that wall of Jerusalem represents protection and power for that place. And also it was a thing of beauty as well for that city. You know, when that wall was torn down, it left the city vulnerable to attacks by the enemies around them and many other things. Amen. And Nehemiah saw a great need that had to be met. You know, that wall was torn down for many years before it was rebuilt. I believe commentary says 70 years, you know. So in other words, that need went many years without being met. Amen. And I also believe Nehemiah understood in order for him to have that wall rebuilt, he was going to need the power of God and to trust in God Almighty. Can I get an amen, somebody? And I believe that's the same for you and I tonight. Amen. For us that find us here in the house of God, that's logged on tonight, we all know there's a great need within the city of Milwaukee. Amen. There's also a need, I believe, within our personal lives as well. Amen. The dope fiends that we see out there when we come in contact with the public every day, alcoholics, amen, police brutality, there's all sorts of things that's taking place within our city. And I believe God wants to use people like you and I to meet that need that's out there. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Now, a little bit about the man called Nehemiah. Amen. He was a high-ranking official. Amen. He worked under the king, Artaxerxes, who was the king of Persia at that time. During Nehemiah's time, while he was serving the king out there, this is when he heard the bad news about the wall of Jerusalem. Amen. He was serving the king. You know, he was doing pretty well for himself. Amen. But he heard about a need, and he understood that need wasn't going to be met just by hearing it. He took action to go and do what's necessary for that need to be met. Amen. I believe he was the third person that led the people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall. The second person was Ezra, and the first person that went back to Jerusalem after the exile was Zubarel. I probably pronounced that name wrong, amen. Just a little background as far as Nehemiah goes so we can understand that portion of scripture, amen. Now, as we read in the opening scripture tonight, like I was saying, we saw a great need that rose during that wall in Jerusalem. And it was very important that that wall was rebuilt in order for the city to have protection, amen, and also to keep enemies from coming in. And Nehemiah understood it had something had to be done. Amen. Many people, I believe, saw that wall. It was still collapsed after many years. They saw the need, but a lot of people failed to meet that need. Amen. I believe some of us here tonight could be the same way. You know, we've been saved and set free by the grace of God. Can I get an amen, somebody? And we see the need every day. We hear it on the news, what's taking place with the police brutality, all sorts of things. And I believe at times we as Christians can become numb to the need that God has saved us to meet. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Now, I believe Nehemiah understood, like I was saying, it was going to take the power and the wisdom of God to meet the need. He couldn't do that alone. Amen. I believe he understood that. That's why we read in the opening scripture what took place after he heard the bad news. He prayed and he put it in the hands of God. Amen. That's why we come Wednesday night. That's why we get up early in the mornings for us that's saved and have a true relationship with God, that we pray and seek God because we trust that God is able to meet not only our personal needs, but the needs of the city, the state, and the world as well. Amen. I have here in my notes tonight, it says, God sees the needs of the unsaved people not getting attended to daily. You know, I'm saying none of us, I'm not singing none of us out here tonight, those that's logged on, but I believe there's some Christians that has gotten to the place where they forgot why they've been saved and set free. Amen. I've been at that place before. Going to a store and see a homeless person, instead of sharing my testimony with them and sharing the words of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, I go and neglect that need. Amen. And that's something that, you know, I hated doing. I'd done it. I'd have been caught up in my own life, working and things of that nature, and forgetting to do what I've been called and said to do. Amen. And just like the wall, I believe people forgot that there was something that needed to be met. Amen. We all know and see the need every day, but I believe at times we fail to meet the need of the city. Amen. I believe God is kind of you and I to meet the needs of the city. Amen. That's why we've been rescued and set free. Amen. We serve an all-knowing God. He loves the city of Milwaukee. He wants to see people saved and set free. He don't want to see people homeless, living on the bridges, suffering under addictions and in and out of prison and so many things that's taking place. God doesn't want that for his people. Amen. But it's up to you and I to make the decision to not only be a person that hear the need or see the need, but be like Nehemiah and meet the need as well. Can I get an amen, somebody? God is always positioning people to meet the needs of the city. Amen. Always looking for a man, a woman, or a young person to be getting in position so that he could speak into their lives, so that he could transform that person's lives so that they can meet that need. Amen. That's why we are here tonight. Amen. You hear a lot of times when I share my testimony, I didn't grow up in the things of God. I didn't know anything about church like that. My mom took me here and there. I went to church with my grandma here and there, but I didn't receive any of that stuff. And it was until I made a decision to give my life to God where I truly understood that we need a Savior within this world. Amen. But we got to understand that when we get saved and set free, there's an enemy that's continuing to war for our souls after we get saved. Amen. The enemy doesn't back up because we get saved and set free. No way. The enemy continue to pursue our lives, continue to pursue our souls, and do his best to keep us from being effective in the building of the kingdom of God and reaching those souls that's out there lost and bound. Amen. We have to be willing to do our part on a daily basis. Amen. We all know that serving God is not an easy task to do. When we was out there in the world, BC, before Jesus Christ stepped in, we used to go to work at times, hungover. That wasn't easy, but we did it, and we did it consistently. Amen. We was consistent in the things of darkness. Amen. But now that we got saved, sometimes we as Christians like to back up. For whatever reason, we shouldn't do that. Amen. If anything, we should do more for the kingdom of God. Amen. God rescued us and set us free. The Bible says that God chose us. We didn't choose him. I often remind myself of that when I get thoughts about doing this. And I never got thought about throwing in a towel, but just thoughts that's not in line with God's word. You know, I remind myself of what the Bible says, that I was chosen by God. Like I said, I didn't grow up in church. I didn't come seeking God. It was God that rescued me. Amen. I use that scripture to encourage me to continue moving forward in the things of God. Amen. See, Nehemiah was a willing person. You know, he wasn't a person that just saw the need like I believe many others in his time did. They neglected their need. They didn't take ownership of their need. I believe they allowed it to go past them, and they figured it wasn't their problem, so they just kept moving on. But Nehemiah went the extra mile, and not just hearing the bad news, but he prayed to God. He put in, as a matter of fact, the Bible says that he not only prayed, but he mourned and he fasted as well. Amen. So the Bible tells us that he made sacrifices within his life to have that need met. Amen. I thank God for that because he set a great example for us. Because if it wasn't for him, we're not even sure if that need would have been met. Amen. If we fail to do our part on a daily basis to meet the needs of the city, God for meeting the needs of people. Amen. He doesn't, like I said, he don't want to see people going in the wrong direction. That's why he rescued people like you and I. Bible says the foolish things of the world. God wants to use our gifts and our talents, our abilities to reach those souls that we see in our workplaces. When we go out to our favorite restaurants, even our loved ones' life. All these people, God wants to use us to speak the words of Jesus Christ within their lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Once God positioned a person where he wants to be, whether within the church, within the home, amen, we have to gain an understanding that God wants to use us in a mighty and powerful way to meet spiritual needs. Amen. Like I said, every day we wake up, it's on the news, it's on our news feeds, on Facebook, on our phones. You know, so we can't hide from the need. The need is always going to be in front of us. Amen. We all see the bad things that are taking place every day. The news don't let us forget about it. They constantly remind us about the COVID-19 virus, the different cases. Amen. I just heard on TV today at work, our president got the COVID-19 virus. Amen. They pressing that out there for everybody to see. Amen. We hear it on the internet, like I said, shootings. I was at work yesterday. I was cleaning. So happened that they had a news on. I looked up. It was like 7 or 8 shootings that took place. You know, deaths taking place, police brutality, riots, all sorts of things taking place within this world. Amen. And it's a time as now, no greater time than now for you and I to be willing to rise up and to meet the needs of the people. Amen. God can't speak through trees. He's powerful. He can, but he doesn't choose to. He doesn't choose to use animals and buildings. He chooses to use human beings like you and I. Amen. We also hear people say that they want to take change taking place in our city. You know, different people that we may see on TV and people that we work with, even family members. They say it all the time. Man, I'm tired of the crime. I'm tired of seeing all these things that's taking place. But yet, people don't want to go the extra mile and do what's necessary for them to be the instrument God could use to bring change within our city. Amen. I was at work Thursday, and like I was saying, I was working and cleaning. I work out there in the hospital, amen, with the home. And, you know, I was cleaning a patient room, and I just noticed that the TV was on and he had on the news. And there was a guy that was on TV, and I know him. Many years ago in high school, he used to run a McDonald's on the north side of town. And he caught my attention. I was like, okay, you know, and seeing what he's talking about, he's a community activist now. He was my supervisor many years ago, and I just wanted to hear what he had to say. And one of the things he was saying is that people need to start speaking up. You know, he was talking about the shootings that was taking place throughout the week, and he was saying that people need to come together and work with the police to stop the crime. You know, he said he's tired of seeing what's taking place, and we need to do something. You know, and it's true. It's true to that. We do need to work together, but we have to understand that it's something spiritual. We can't just attack a spiritual thing in a natural. You know, talking to the police is good, but that's not going to bring forth a true change. Amen. Too many people want to meet the needs that's spiritual in the flesh. Amen. We can't do that. Amen. As we see in the opening scripture, that's why Nehemiah, first thing he did after you heard the news is put in the hands of God, in God's hands. Amen. And that's what we got to do. You know, we see what's going on with police. Brutality, you know, talking to the police is not going, you know, I'm not trying to speak bad on the police. I believe there's some good police out there. But the true solution to the things that we see within our city, within our lives, within this world, is repentance and putting our trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to meet the need, want to do the right thing. It's nothing wrong with that. I believe there's a lot of people within our city that's in position to do the right thing. But yet, if they're not saved and they're not carrying the words of Jesus Christ within their lives, we only spinning their wheels. Amen. There's a lot of people in the city that's in position. Like I was saying with that man I was talking about, I used to work with. He's a community activist. You know, he's in position, you know, to meet with people and to help people. But yet, if he's not in the spirit, he's not able to bring forth a true change that the city needs. Can I get amen, somebody? Now, we as the church, we know who is able to meet the needs of our city. We know that. We've all been rescued and set free. Can I get amen, somebody? I believe I'm talking to a people that's been radically changed and transformed by the power of God. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ a hand. Come on, somebody. I know for a fact I've been changed and set free by Jesus Christ. Amen. I tried to get help through secular programs before I came to Christ. I tried to detox centers, and it only worked for a short period of time. Amen. I went to a detox center, 7 days, no drugs. And that same day I got out, I went and got high, and I went and got drunk. Amen. I know that wasn't what's going to help me. I know it was when I stepped in through the doors of Victory Outreach many years ago, that's where I experienced the power of God at. Amen. Come on, somebody. And that's the only thing that's going to change not only our lives, but the lives of the city. Amen. That's why we haven't done it in a while because of the COVID-19, but we'll go out there, hit the streets and rally and go out there and share our testimony with people and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the public, because we know the answer to the needs of the city. Amen. But right now we can't do it because of the COVID-19 virus and the restrictions. But that's okay. One day I believe God's going to remove all these restrictions and we're going to be able to go back out there like never before and bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ to the public. Come on, somebody. I believe there are too many people in the church that see the need. You know, our family members that's unsaved, co-workers that we may work with, neighbors. But we are not doing our part to meet the needs. Whoever it may be, we may be caught up in our life, working. I understand that. Some of us have kids and married. We have families. And, you know, we work hard. And I understand that. And God also understands that. But we can't just allow that to consume our time. Amen. We got to do our part by praying for people, going out our way, sharing our testimony, and allowing people to see how God is able to transform a person's life through obedience to God and His Word. Amen. I believe some of us is sitting back while people who are in position that's not saved trying to meet the need that we've been called to make, to call to meet. Amen. Like I was saying with that former coworker, I don't know if he's saved or not. Amen. I'm not trying to judge him. That's not my job. But if he's not saved and set free, he's not able to meet the need. Amen. We are. We the ones that's carrying the hope of Jesus Christ. We the one that has the Holy Spirit dwelling within our lives. That's why we can't sit back and allow people that's in the natural to try to meet the needs that we've been called and set free to meet. Amen. I have here in my notes. It says that I believe the reason why some people that's in the church is not meeting the needs that we have is because some of us is still the need. In other words, they're part of the problem. Amen. I believe that. And I'm not here to judge no one, like I said, but I believe that. Some of us may still be the problem. Some of us may not still haven't fully commit to the things of God. Amen. Some of you that's logged on tonight, you may not be saved. You may just been coming on, logging on, hearing the word of God. But we, that's a good. That's nothing wrong with coming to church hearing God's word. Amen. But we got to get from hearing the word of God to becoming people that's delivering the word of God to those that's out there lost and bound. Amen. We have to understand God has called us to be the head and not the tail. Amen. And we see the things that take place within the world, within the city, and it may seem like the enemy is winning. Amen. But we all know that the enemy is defeated. Can I get an amen, somebody? He's defeated. He's a defeated foe. Amen. But if we as the church ain't doing our part, he's going to continue to run rampant in this anti-world. Amen. Now I want to talk about three things I believe we can learn from the life of Nehemiah that will help us to become people that will do just like Nehemiah did and go out there and meet the need for the people. Amen. The first thing I believe we can learn is the position. Nehemiah, he was in position to meet need. Amen. If you could go back to the opening scripture, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. These are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hilkiah. Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, things are not going well for those returned to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fast, and prayed to the God of heaven. So this shows us that Nehemiah was in position. You know, he was able to be in position to hear what was taking place in his hometown. Amen. And when he heard it, the Bible says that he caught a burden for it. He said for days he mourned and he fasted and he prayed to God of heaven for direction to see what he could do to meet that need. Amen. I have here in my notes, it says, God is always looking and putting people in position to meet spiritual needs. Amen. God is always tugging at the people's hearts to rescue them and set them free. He's always trying to position people into the church, into the home, to meet needs that he sees out there in the world. Amen. And I have a note under that. It says here, God is always willing to meet a need, but it's the people he's called that's not always willing to be used by God to meet that need. Amen. Now, everyone that God's called and saved and set free is willing to go and meet that need. Amen. Meeting a spiritual need means we got to humble ourselves. That means denying ourselves, like the Bible says. The Bible tells us that if we choose to follow after Jesus Christ, we got to deny ourselves daily and pick up our crosses and follow him. Amen. And if we don't truly deny ourselves of our thoughts, of our ways, and what we want and within our lives, the needs that God has will not be met. Amen. Nehemiah is a great example of someone who humbled himself. You know, he was in position. He was doing what he's supposed to do. He was serving the king, and, you know, he had an open heart. He was willing to be used by God. Amen. As we learn from the scripture, you know, once he heard the bad news, he instantly went to God to pray, to mourn and fast, to see what he could do, so he could be used by God to bring forth a miracle within that need that he had. Amen. That's how we're supposed to be as Christians. You know, we're not saved and set free just to be comfortable, to be set free from a drug or an alcohol addiction. Amen. There's nothing wrong with coming to church and being saved and being delivered and set free, but God wants us to go beyond that. Amen. He wants us to get to a place where we're answering the call of God. If we call to take a city, to take a city. Amen. If we call to be a pillar in the church, whatever God has called us to be, that's what he wants us to do. Amen. But in the end time world we're living in, there's not a lot of people that's willing to do that. Amen. And people like Pastor Charlie and Marlene, even our founders and elders and many others, they was willing to lay down their lives so that you and I could be here tonight. Amen. They understood that God has a plan, not just for a few, but for the whole world. As we all know, John 3:16, the Bible said that God so loved the whole entire world. Not just a few, not just a part of the world, but the whole entire world. That he sent his son to die for our sins. Amen. He sent his son so that the spiritual needs that the world had could be met through people like you and I. Amen. The second thing I believe we could learn from the life of Nehemiah that will help us to meet the needs of our city is Nehemiah was willing to make sacrifices so that the need could be met. Amen. That's something else that we got to learn. As Christians, we're going to have to sacrifice time, finances. Sometimes we got to sacrifice being with our loved ones. Amen. Like Pastor Felipe, he'll mention a lot. He don't see his family as like he want to. And he understand that. He understand that God has a greater picture. He has his family in mind. Amen. We have to be those type of people that are willing to make sacrifices. Amen. So that our loved ones, people that's around us to be saved and set free. Amen. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible reads, it says, when I heard this, I sat down and wept. And in fact, for days I mourned, fast, and prayed to the God of heaven. Amen. That's sacrifice. Fasting. Come on, somebody. I mean, I know fasting, going without food, is a sacrifice. Come on, somebody. I'm fasting right now, and I'm hungry. Come on, somebody. But I know I wanted God to use me, amen. So I made the sacrifice to deny myself of food, which is something that I love, so that God could use me the way he wanted me to be, wanted to use me, amen. In the same chapter, verse 11, the Bible also reads, O Lord, This is Nehemiah speaking. Please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those who delight in honoring you. Please grant my success today by making the king favorable to me, putting it to the heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. Amen. Sacrifice, time to pray, fasting, doing all those things he was doing because he understood that in order for that wall to be rebuilt, he had to make sacrifices. Amen. And I have here in my notes, it says, we as Christians must be willing to sacrifice our lives in order to be used of God to meet the spiritual needs of the world. Amen. We all have a worldwide ministry. Victory Outreach is not just local. For those that's logged on tonight, and you may not know that, those that's sitting tonight, we are a part of a worldwide ministry. Amen. That's in over 33 countries. Amen. And all over the states. Amen. As we speak right now, church is taking place all over the world. Amen. Because God has a worldwide need that he wants to be met. Amen. And I have under that note here, it says, we shouldn't as Christians have a problem making sacrifices, seeing as that we are the ones who caused all this mess in the first place. Amen. You could turn to the book of Genesis. I mean, you could go to take this down for your notes. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. That talks about the fall of man. Amen. Where sin entered into the world through mankind. In other words, we are the reason why this is taking place. The police brutality, all sorts of things, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gang violence, all this is taking place because of disobedient human beings. Amen. And we should want to make sacrifices to go out there and pray, witness to someone, to do what God has called us to do. Can I get an amen, somebody? I was at work today with Pastor Felipe, and during our lunch break, he watched a clip of K.P. Cohanan. You know, many of you may not know him. He's on fire for God. He's a man of God that's been saved for many years, and I think he's from Bombay, India, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, he was just sharing heavy words of God, you know, to the congregation that he was speaking to. And you know, one of the things he was saying, he was talking about kids out there in Bombay, India. He was saying that there's 100,000 kids in the slums out there that lives in the streets every day. You know, that's out without parents and that's suffering, man. And he was talking about how the sewage, the water overflows into that slum, and it just did something to my heart. You know, people, kids that didn't ask to be where they at, they are there. And one of the points he made in that, he was saying that we living here in the United States are here by the grace of God. Amen. We are, it was true, we are here only by God's grace. And it messed me up inside. You know, to know that there's 100,000 kids that's running around in the world right now living like that. When we have all the resources here in the world to be a blessing to others. Amen. He also was saying within that slum, there was 5 million people in that slum. And he said the house that they had was little or nothing. Nowhere near compared to what you and I have here in the United States. Amen. And it brought conviction. You know, here I am with the luxuries I have, clothes and shoes and all these things. And people out there in the world are really suffering. They are really going through a lot. Amen. And Pastor Felipe mentioned a lot of times, our things of suffering in times of trials and tribulations, a lot of it's mental. Amen. It's mental anguish. Amen. It's not physical. We all blessed beyond measure here in the house of God. Amen. We all have nice cars, homes, clothes. Amen. That's why we should be willing to make sacrifices. We should be willing for us that's called to go into the home, to go into the home. Amen. For us that's called to serve God within the church, we should be willing to make sacrifices, whether it's time or financial sacrifice, or whatever it may be, we should be willing because we have the grace of God upon our lives. Can I get amen, somebody? Amen. The third thing I believe we could learn from the life of Nehemiah that could help us to meet the needs of our city is Nehemiah backed up what he prayed for with action. He even did it when he was faced with opposition. Amen. He knew that he was called of God. He knew that God was on his side, and no matter what took place, no matter what the enemy brought his way, he continued to move forward. Amen. I believe that because he saw the big picture. Amen. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. The Bible reads, Sanballat was very angry when he learned that we were rebuilding the wall. It was Nehemiah speaking. He flew into a rage and mocked the Jews. Verse 2 reads, saying in front of his friends and the Samaritan army officers, what does this bunch of poor, feeble Jews think they're doing? Do they think they could build the wall in a single day by just offering a few sacrifices? Do they actually think they can make something of stones from a rubbish heap and charred ones at that? Amen. The enemy was trying to lie to him. He was trying to bring discouragement to Nehemiah and his people. Amen. And Bible continues to read, Tobiah the Ammonite, who was standing beside him, remarked, that stone wall would collapse even if a fox walked along top of it. Then I prayed, hear us, O God, for we are being mocked. May they scoffingly fall back on their own heads, and may they themselves become captives in a foreign land. Amen. We see the response to the opposition. Amen. Nehemiah, they run away. He didn't get discouraged and say, you know what, I'm throwing in the towel. No, he looked at the opposition in the eye, and he put it into the hands of God. Amen. And I have here in my notes, it says, we must know when we are doing what God has called us to do, which is meeting the needs, we will face opposition. That's not a might or maybe. As Christians, especially living in the end time world, we will face opposition. Amen. Just like Nehemiah, when that opposition comes, we must continue to trust and serve God. Amen. Just like he modeled, when that opposition came, he continued to pray. Amen. He continued to trust in God. And as a result, in 52 days, the Bible tells us that wall was rebuilt. Amen. And I have here under my notes, it says here, we shouldn't have a problem serving God even when faced with opposition. Amen. We did it in the world. Amen. Opposition came our way. Amen. Also, sin is that we are the ones, once again, who caused all the opposition in the first place. Amen. Genesis 3, verse 1 through 7. You could jot that down, and you want to go back, and in your spare time, you are more welcome to do so. Amen. We have to understand that everything God is trying to do, as far as meeting the need, is because of our doing. Before we got saved, we ran amok in these streets. Amen. Drug addiction, gang violence, in and out of prison, separated from my kids, all sorts of things. Amen. But now that we've been rebuilt, we're redeemed and set free by Jesus Christ, he want to make things right, not just for us, but for the lives of the city. Come on, somebody. That's right. Give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise. These three things I spoke about, I believe that if we apply it, we can become a powerful force in the city of Milwaukee. Amen. We're living in the end times world. We all know that. We see a lot of things taking place. It's not going to get any worse. Amen. With the virus, police brutality, we got the fires out there in California. There's so much chaos going on right now. Amen. But how many of us know there still is hope, and it's found in Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't give up. We got to continue to serve God when times get hard. Amen. If we make mistakes during our walk with God, God forgive us. Amen. Shake it off. Move forward. The Bible says that once we get saved and get right with God, he forgive us. And no condemnation no longer is in us who is in Christ Jesus. That's the word of God. Amen. We got to understand that. We're going to make mistakes in our walk. Things going to take place. We're going to make mistakes, but just know that God still loves us, and he's faithful. And he's a just God, and he was able to restore our lives. Can I get amen, somebody? If we could go back to the opening scripture, as I get ready to bring it to a close in a moment. The Bible reads, these are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hilkiah. Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. Amen. We have to understand, church, Nehemiah was a simple man. He was a simple human being just like you and I. You know, he didn't have a platinum or gold Bible at the time, and he didn't have a different anointing than we could have, amen. He was just a man of God that understood that he was called of God, amen. He also understood that to be able to be a, he was to be a blessing to the people, amen. Now, what makes Nehemiah stand out was his relationship to God and his obedience as well, amen. Nehemiah was a man of prayer. If we notice through the scriptures that I read, when things took place, he prayed. Even before he went back to Jerusalem, the Bible says that he went to the king. And as he was talking, he prayed right there and there. Instantly, he prayed, and he put it to the hands of God. Amen. He's showing us that through prayer, through trusting in God, our personal needs, our city needs could be met. Amen. He's a simple person. He was a man that truly trusted and loved God. I really believe that. We have the same with our senior pastor, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. Amen. Pastor Felipe and our regional pastor and many others that's truly loved and trusting God. Amen. And by them being faithful and doing everything that they've been doing, many people like yourself, like me and you and I, are able to enjoy the blessings of God. Amen. Nehemiah, he modeled that. He's a great example of someone we could look to. He was obedient. Even when opposition came his way, so many things came his way, and he didn't allow that to derail him. Amen. But too many times when the simplest thing comes into our lives, we allow it to derail us and to take us off focus for what God has called us to do. Amen. And we could learn a lot from Nehemiah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know that God has done too much in my life for me to just throw in the towel and give it up when times get hard. Amen. I understand now that my life is not just for myself, it's for others. Amen. I don't know what city God is going to take me one day. I believe that God is going to take me to take a city one day. Amen. I don't know what it is. Amen. I'm praying for that. And I believe one day God will reveal it to me as I continue to remain focused and faithful to the things of God. Amen. That's the same with all of us. All of us have a calling upon our lives. Amen. Some of us are called to be a pastor. Some was called to be a pastor, wife, or an evangelist. Some was just to be called a pillar in the church, someone to back up our senior pastors. Amen. Whatever the case may be, we have to learn how to be obedient even when times get hard. Amen. If you could turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 15 through 16. As I get ready to close, and if the worship team can make this way. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 through 16. The Bible reads, "So on October 2nd, the wall was finished, just 52 days after we had begun. When our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized this work had been done with the help of our God." Amen. The Bible says that in 52 days, that wall was rebuilt. A wall that went neglected for over 70 years. Amen. Someone finally stepped up to the plate. Someone finally went beyond just hearing or seeing that need. They went the extra mile and they met the need. Amen. Nehemiah and the people that God used them to work alongside, they stayed faithful to the things of God. And by doing so, the wall was completed. Amen. And you and I can have the same results within our personal lives, within our city. Amen. We can have the same results taking place. If we remain faithful, if we continue to move forward, when times get hard, we can be just like Nehemiah and see our lives in the city of God being completed for God's honor and glory. Amen. But it's up to us to be like Nehemiah, to continue to move forward, to trust in God, to allow the hard times that come into our lives to grow us, to strengthen us, to draw us closer to God instead of the opposite, further away. Amen. It's up to us to be like Nehemiah and start doing something about the needs that we see on TV every day, that we see when we go to work, when we go to the store. Amen. Instead of letting these needs go neglected. Amen. I thank God that I was rescued and set free. That I wasn't left out there to rot and to die in my sin. Amen. I'm not saying us here tonight, we've been neglecting the need. But I believe at some point in our walk, we can get numb to the need of God and forget to go out and witness, to encourage someone, to help someone that's in spiritual need. Amen. And that's okay. You know, God understands where we at, and he understands sometimes we get caught up in the business of life. Amen. As we stand to our feet tonight, I believe we all here tonight want to be an extension of God in the kingdom of heaven and go out there in the streets or sit in the Milwaukee to meet the needs that we have in our city. Amen. But it's something that we got to be committed to each and every day of our lives until the day that we are taken home to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that's logged on tonight, if you could stand to your feet as well, if you haven't already done so. And I want to open up the altar tonight. You know, I just want us to come to the altar. You need to open up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ right there where you at. Those that's logged on, make that place where you at the altar this evening. You know, if you've been stirred up by the word tonight, and if you find yourself at a place where you haven't been meeting the needs that we've been rescued and set free to meet, I want you to come to the altar and let God deal with your heart and speak to him and allow him to use your life to meet the need. As we cry out to the Lord on this beautiful Friday night. Hallelujah.